Chapter 6. The Very Best Part. So if you like spaghetti, all covered with cheese, hold on to your meatball whenever you sneeze.
Achoo!
Rain's finally stopped, Pinky's father said, as the song came to an end, and they spotted the sign welcoming them back to their hometown.
You know something, said Rex's dad. I'm not sure we would have had as much fun if the weather had been perfect and we had gone camping.
You mean that?
Rex asked, surprised.
Sure. Why, if we'd gone camping, I wouldn't have had the chance to play conductor on a 60-year-old locomotive.
And I wouldn't have won at miniature golf, said Pinky's dad.
You were pretty good, said Pinky. I liked how you bounced the ball off that windmill. It really went flying.
I meant to do that, his father said. Well, at least nobody was hurt. And you have to admit I made up for it on the fire-breathing dragon. The others murmured their agreement.
Thanks for the puppet you made me, Rex said, turning to Pinky.
You're welcome, said Pinky. I like the rubber iguana you got me, too. It's a perfect friend for my bat.
Dad, Rex said, can we try to go camping another time?
If you guys want to.
Yeah,
Pinky and Rex shouted.
Only next time, Pinky said, maybe we can put up our tent in the great outdoors instead of the great indoors.
Pulling into Pinky's driveway, they saw Amanda burst out of the house.
It rained the whole weekend, she hollered, instead of hello.
We know that, said Pinky.
Ha, 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 Amanda said.
Here, Rex said, handing her a large shopping bag. If it hadn't rained all weekend, we wouldn't have been able to get any of this stuff for you.
For me?
Amanda said.
You got stuff for me? Wow, look at this rubber bat! And a puppet! And a train whistle!
She blew the whistle so loudly that Pinky's father winced. That may have been our...